Who cares? This is my show. Reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. We are loaded on a beautiful Thursday in Virginia Beach, and we have a lot to cover. St. Louis Blues, Stanley Cup champs. Let's start off with that. The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup, and that was good if you're a St. Louis fan. St. Louis Blues have been in this NHL league for about 50 years. They've never won a cup. Now, this is what's incredible about the St. Louis Blues. Is they've gone from a team that never... Well, here's the thing. Is they went from a team that was the worst record in the NHL. Worst. Absolutely the worst in January. To now, probably the best team, or just the Stanley Cup winners, the champions, in June. That's what's amazing. What a story. People say, the Carolina Hurricanes, that would have been a story. Well, yes, but so is the St. Louis Blues. And honestly, probably a interesting part of the, a better story. No offense to the Carolina Hurricane fans out there, but they went from the worst record in the NHL to being Stanley Cup champs. The Penguins didn't do that. The Hurricanes didn't do that. The Lightning didn't do that. Nobody else in the NHL did that. That is what's incredible about the St. Louis Blues. And by the way, I think this is a franchise. I think the Blues are a franchise. I think the Bruins are a franchise. I think the Penguins are going to continue as a franchise. This is the beginning of a Blues franchise, I think. Alright, well, let's switch over. Let's switch gears. Let's switch over to this. The Lakers, the Celtics, and the Pelicans are talking about a potential trade with Anthony Davis. Now, let me start off with this. You see, the Lakers, if they get Anthony Davis, they're going from a team that's looking on the outside of the playoffs to a team that will be looking inside the playoffs, to a team that will be in the playoffs. I can guarantee you that if the Lakers get Anthony Davis with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, maybe Jimmy Butler if they have the salary cap, the Lakers will be looking great. Golden State's not going to be as good. Golden State's going to fall after KD leaves. Toronto's not going to be as good. Toronto's going to probably fall after Kawhi Leonard leaves. The Rockets are going to be the only incredible team in the West. Golden State's going to be great, but they're not going to be incredible. The Lakers are going to be great if they can get AD, Anthony Davis. The Pelicans... This is going to be an interesting trade if this goes through for the Pelicans. Because now they got Zion Williamson. And that's basically their star player. This is great news. And I'm going to talk about this next. How will the Pelicans look with just Zion Williamson? But now the Boston. Boston, if, and this is a big if, they get Anthony Davis, which I don't think. I think Anthony Davis is going to go to the Lakers. But if they do get Anthony Davis, they're still not going to be better than what they are now. Because more than likely Boston's not going to get as good. Because, I mean, look. They're losing a superstar. Now they're going to gain another superstar. But when they... I mean, they're not going to get better. So I can tell you that. Klay Thompson staying in Golden State. Stephen Curry staying in Golden State. Everything's... This NBA free agency is going to be okay. I mean, think about it. Kevin Durant leaving, more than likely going to New York. Kawhi Leonard, more than likely going to the Los Angeles Clippers. Anthony Davis, more than likely going to the Lakers. I mean, you see the superstars. Yes, there's many, many superstars leaving. People are saying, this is going to be the best free agents of the NBA. Would you please stop? It's not going to be. Because each NBA superstar, we kind of know where they're going. Anthony Davis, the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers. Kevin Durant, the Knicks. We kind of already know where the superstars are going. All right, well, coming up on my show, we have Mike and Kevin as a live caller discussing the NHL. So stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We have Mike in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the phone right now. So we're going to talk to him right now. Here is Mike. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, Mr. McConnell. How are you?
I'm doing good. I noticed that the Blues won the Stanley Cup. How do you feel about that?
I was really excited to see that. I am so happy for the fans in St. Louis.
Yes, and you know this is the...
21 years. Think about that.
What was that?
51 years.
51 years, yes.
Yes, they've never won the Cup before. And what an amazing story. That's what sports is all about. Just amazing. They were in last place in the NHL in the beginning of January. And to have them come all the way back against all those odds and beat all those teams, it's one of the most amazing stories in sports.
Yes, and I just mentioned this too on the podcast. You know, people were saying that it would have been great if the Carolina Hurricanes won it, but I think it was what a story, and probably a better story, that the St. Louis Blues won it.
Well, either way, it would have been a great story, but I was so happy for the fans in St. Louis, and I don't know if you've been to St. Louis before, but St. Louis is a very, very special sports town. They've always been a baseball town. They've never really taken the football, and they've never really taken the hockey as much as they do baseball until this year. And this was really great for St. Louis sports. It was great for hockey in general. And so I was very, very happy with the outcome.
Yes, and one more quick question. Do you think that obviously the Bruins are very upset, but do you think that a lot of Bruins fans and maybe a few Blues fans going in to the game were thinking that the Bruins would win because of the home field advantage?
Well, I actually thought they would win because of the home field advantage. I really thought that Boston would probably win that series. And especially after Game 6, when St. Louis had a chance to put it away in St. Louis, and then Boston had that amazing third period. And I really thought after that game and then coming back home, I really thought the Bruins had a great chance to win. And I'm pretty sure that most of their fans thought that as well.
And, you know, while from watching this series, it's been kind of going back and forth. I mean, the Bruins won the first game, then the Blues took the second, and the Bruins and the Blues. And, I mean, this would have been, if the pattern continued, this would have been the Bruins, you know, kind of the chance to win it, or kind of the, you know what I'm trying to say. So do you think that it was a upset or not?
I would say it was a mild upset. I think the major upset, though, was the way the Blues won their division. And they got into the playoffs, and then they just, they were... As far as I can remember, they were not favored in any of the series that they played in.
No.
They won all of them that they were in. And I think they really, really proved a lot of people wrong. They really got hot at the right time. They're a very cohesive group. They play together well as a team. There's a lot of chemistry there. You can see it, the way they play. These guys generally and genuinely like each other.
Do
and I
you,
think you really saw them come together as a team.
Do you see a comparison between the Blues and the Penguins? I mean, it's like the Penguins can get hot in the playoffs, and they're not as great in the regular season, and they get very good in the playoff time and enough to get to the cup. Obviously, this year they didn't, but do you see the comparison here?
I see a comparison with the Penguins about 3 years ago when they won their first Stanley Cup in quite a while. It was the first of their two straight Stanley Cups. I think the Penguins were a very cohesive group back then. I don't think a lot of people expected them to win back then. I think, what was that, 2016 maybe?
Yes.
Or 2015?
2016.
I can't remember now.
Or it might have been, 2016.
Yeah, I really do think there's a lot of comparison, the way the St. Louis Blues played in that series to the way that Pittsburgh won the Stanley Cup in 2016.
One more quick question for you, and then we'll let you go. Do you see, I mean, what my point is here is, you know, obviously Tampa Bay, the Lightning, were favored to win it all, and they were by far the best team in NHL. But I think part of the reason why they got eliminated is they kind of let their guard down. Maybe the pressure got to them too much. Do you see that they could maybe win it next year? I mean,
I do. I think they will come back better this year because of this experience. I think that a lot of teams focus too much on the regular season. The whole purpose of the regular season is to get into the postseason. And especially in hockey, the postseason
it's a different
is
type.
A season all by itself.
Yeah, it's a different type of animal. And,
it really is.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like a long, long time ago that the Penguins got eliminated? It seems like it was 6 months ago.
It's tough work getting to the cup. There's no doubt about that.
It really is. These guys really play their hearts out. And you have to feel for the Boston athletes. I don't feel that bad for the Boston fans. I thought they really acted very immature, and they booed, and they made a lot of noise. But I do feel sorry for the Bruins players because they left it all out on the ice. You could see it at the end of the game. They gave it their all. They just lost to a higher team. They just lost to a better defensive team, and they lost to a goalie who was playing amazingly well.
All right, well, thank you. And, yes, he did have some incredible saves, especially in the first period.
Right, and that could have been the game changer. Had Boston scored a couple of goals in the first period, the momentum shift could have been huge. And you might be talking about Boston having won the Stanley Cup now instead of St. Louis. So it was an amazing series. It was good for the NHL. It was a great thing for the fans to watch. And I couldn't be happy. I couldn't be happier.
Yes, and that is a great win for the St. Louis Blues as their first Stanley Cup. They're going to remember this for a while.
They really will, and the city of St. Louis will remember it for a long, long time.
Yes, well, thank you very much for being on my show.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's always great to talk on your show.
Yes.
And, wish you nothing but the best, Carson.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Bye. All right, well, coming up, that was Mike. He was live in Virginia Beach. Coming up is Kevin. He's going to talk about the NHL, but he is also going to talk about the NBA Finals. So stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We are live in Virginia Beach. We have Kevin on the phone. That was Mike. Mike was in Virginia Beach. This is Kevin. He is also in Virginia Beach. We're going to talk to him. He's going to talk about the NHL and the NBA. Let's go to him right now. How are you doing?
Great. Doing real well.
Good. Were you happy that the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup?
I was very happy that they won. It's always nice to win your first cup, and it's been a long time coming.
And as you know, that the NBA Finals are on tonight. You know that, right?
That is correct.
And who are you taking, Golden State or Toronto?
Well, I'm a little conflicted. I'm not sure. I guess if you had to make me guess, I'd pick Toronto to win, but I think it's going to be a fairly close game. Golden State's riding that wave of trying to win one without KD, and it's the last game at their arena. And, it's going to be a tough game for Toronto to win, although I do believe that, you know, they have the better team since KD's been injured.
Can you see Golden State, especially now that KD is leaving and more than likely going to New York, can you see that Golden State's franchise may be coming to an end here after this year, like I said, especially with KD leaving?
Well, if KD leaves, I think that the dynasty is probably over. If he stays, then he'll probably be out next year and then the year after. I mean, it'll be tough, but it's definitely it looks like that they are coming back to the rest of the NBA, and they'll still be a really good team, but they're not going to be head and shoulders above everybody else.
I wanted to ask you one more question here about NBA. How about if the Lakers get Anthony Davis, what do you think that means for the Lakers, the Pelicans?
Well, if they can get Anthony Davis without giving up too much, like if they were able to hold on to Kyle Kuzma, I think that puts them in the mix of being one of the top three or four teams in the NBA next year.
In the West? Or in just the East? Or both?
In the entire league.
Okay.
In the entire NBA, I think, with LeBron and AD, and if they were able to keep one of their young players like Kyle Kuzma and sign some free agents that can fill in as shooters. I think they'll be in good shape next year.
All right.
As far as the Pelicans go, when they're getting Zion and they're going to get a few of the young Laker players and possibly the Lakers' fourth round draft pick, they're going to be a team on the rise.
And one more quick question. We're going to switch back to NHL here. And I kind of asked Mike the same question here. The Tampa Bay Lightning, they put their guard down. I think that was 98% of the reason why they were eliminated, is they were thinking, they're better than everybody else, which I believe that they are. I still believe they are. But can you do you think Tampa Bay learned their lesson and they're going to be a team to watch in the NHL playoffs next year or even just the NHL season?
Yes, I think they learned their lesson. They have the best team in hockey. I mean, I don't think it's any question about that. It's as long as they stay healthy and stay motivated, I don't think there's any reason why they won't hoist the cup next year.
Okay, well, thank you for being on my show.
It's been a pleasure.
And you have a good rest of your day now.
You too.
All right, bye now. That was Kevin. He was live also in Virginia, a beach, Virginia here. I do have to say, I have to pick Toronto. I think Toronto is getting tired of playing Golden State, getting tired of being the underdog. I picked Toronto 103-98 over the Golden State Warriors tonight. So, the Tampa Bay Lightning, I do believe they learned their lesson. I believe they are the team to watch, not a team, the team to watch next year in the NHL playoffs. And in the East, I think the Blues. I think this is a franchise on the rise. I really do. Same thing with the New Orleans Pelicans. Same thing with the Los Angeles Lakers. Those two teams are teams to watch in the NBA. Stay tuned on my show, the Wrap-Up Podcast, Top 5 Best NHL teams currently. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. Last podcast of the day. We have to name the top 5 best NHL teams. Number 5, the St. Louis Blues. Yes, they just won the cup. Look at Tampa Bay. Look at Pittsburgh. The East, the West is a very competitive. Capitals, Hurricanes, Penguins, Lightning. Very competitive. And the whole NHL is a very competitive sport. There might be more great teams in the NHL than any other sport in sports. So, I definitely agree. St. Louis is number 5. Number 4 is the Bruins. I think, I mean, this is the top five. It's really tough to get into. But even to just get to the Stanley Cup is amazing. And you got to have the two Stanley Cup teams in the top five. So number two is the Boston Bruins. Number three is the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think they could improve. There's definitely room for improvement there. But they are a great team, and you gotta honor them here. So number three is the Pittsburgh Penguins. Number two is the Washington Capitals. Ovechkin, Yoshi. If Yoshi would have played against the Carolina Hurricanes, I think easily the Washington Capitals would have won. So number two is the Washington Capitals. Number one is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Again, I think they learned their lesson. I think they're going to be better. I think they're going to be great. And, so they're definitely number one. Well, thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. Tomorrow's will be switched our whole gear here to NBA. From free agency to the championship to the games. If it is the last game, I'm going to predict my top 10 teams for next year. So stay tuned for all that. Golden State, Yankees, Redskins, and Red Sox as well. So stay tuned for all of those on my show tomorrow. Have a great day. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We'll talk tomorrow.